What is the kingdom of heaven like, and what can it be compared to? Jesus the Messiah uses parables or similes to make the invisible things of God clearly visible. And in Matthew, the 22nd chapter, verses 2 through 14, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a certain king which made a marriage for his son, and sent forth his servants to call them that were bidden to the wedding, and they would not come. Again he sent forth other servants, saying, Tell them which are bidden, Behold, I have prepared my dinner, my oxen and my fatlings are killed, and all things are ready. Come unto the marriage. But they made light of it, and went their ways, one to his farm, another to his merchandise. And the remnant took his servants, and entreated them spitefully, and slew them. But when the king heard thereof, he was wroth, and he sent forth his armies and destroyed those murderers and burned up their city. Then saith he to his servants, The wedding is ready, but they which were bidden were not worthy. Go ye therefore into the highways, and as many as ye shall find, bid to the marriage. So those servants went out into the highways and gathered together all as many as they found, both bad and good. And the wedding was furnished with guests. And when the king came in to see the guests, he saw there a man which had not on a wedding garment. And he saith unto him, Friend, how camest thou in hither not having a wedding garment? And he was speechless. Then said the king to the servants, Bind him hand and foot, and take him away, and cast him into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. For many are called, but few are chosen. A marriage here on earth is the joining of a man and the woman that becomes his wife by God. All throughout the history of mankind, it has not only been a solemn occasion, but also a time of great joy. In this comparison, the king is God, the son is Jesus, and mankind is now being called to that great day when God's people are united by Jesus in the new heaven and earth. What is truly amazing about the call to this great day is that there are many that do not desire to attend. They evidently have things that they consider to be of greater importance or value to attend to. And among those who answer the call, there are some not properly attired for the marriage. The very last statement the Messiah makes is the most shocking of all. He says, For many are called, but few are chosen. In the Gospel of Mark, in chapter 8, verse 36 to 38, Jesus says, For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Whosoever therefore shall be ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him also shall the Son of Man be ashamed, when he cometh in the glory of his Father with his holy angels. Consider the questions the Messiah is asking. What is there on this earth that is of higher value than life itself? Would it be possible to engage in any of the activities or pleasures of this earth without life? Can any of the experiences or riches collected by a man or a woman throughout their lifetime be taken with them when they die? There must be many that believe it is so, because in the end, many are called, but few are chosen. In the book of Revelations, in the 19th chapter, verses 6 through 9, And I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of mighty thundering, saying, Hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife hath made herself ready. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of saints. And he saith unto me, Write, blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he saith unto me, These are the true sayings of God. The Apostle John, who wrote the book of Revelations, was shown the marriage occurs after this earth and the wickedness in it has been destroyed. He was also shown the proper attire or wedding garments to be worn by those who answer the call to the marriage. He described them as clean and white works of righteousness. And in Matthew the 5th chapter and the 20th verse, Jesus says, For I say unto you, that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, ye shall no case enter into the kingdom of heaven. The Jews during the time that Jesus walked the earth were divided into sects known as the Pharisees and the Sadducees. There is no question that both sects were engaged in very pious and religious activities. So what does the Messiah mean, except your righteousness exceed theirs? You cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. In Matthew, the 23rd chapter, verses 1 through 7, we can find that answer. Then spake Jesus to the multitude and to his disciples, saying, The scribes and the Pharisees sit in Moses' seat. All therefore whatsoever they bid you observe, that observe and do. But do ye not after their works, for they say and do not. For they bind heavy burdens and grievous to be borne, and lay them on men's shoulders, but they themselves will not move them with one of their fingers. But all of their works they do for to be seen of men. They make broad their phylacteries, and enlarge the borders of their garments, and love the uppermost rooms at feasts, and the chief seats in the synagogues, and greetings in the markets, and to be called of men, Rabbi, Rabbi. Their works of righteousness were done for the prestige and esteem they could receive in their community. They looked pious, they looked religious, they even sound like they were pious and religious. In their hearts they were full of pride and wickedness, and God looks into the hearts of mankind. In Matthew, in the 7th chapter, verses 21 to 23. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils? And in thy name done many wonderful works? And then I will profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. In part 8 of the kingdom of heaven, more of what Jesus the Messiah revealed will be provided. Please take the time to listen and examine his words.